This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Moody with the ball above the arc on the right side. Gets it down to Draymond up top. Pressure by Mobo. Kuminga gets it and swings it to Post. And Post hits another one. He is 4 of 7 from the field. All are three-point shots.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Quick aside, who is Quentin Post?
He's a madman.
Who is this guy?
He's like one person on the court and then someone else off the court. Like, he'll hit a three, and he'll hit a three over Giannis, and he'll, like, running down the court, scream in Giannis's face, hold up the three fingers. He'll hype up the crowd when Steph goes out. He's a 52nd whatever pick in the draft, and then he goes to the podium postgame last night, and he's just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm a Warrior. This is so great.
Right. And then at the end, he's like, hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Like, complete madman. He's like Guru. He's got 12 different personalities. And Guru, I mean that in the best way. I know you're listening.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're versatile, bro.
Sports, man.
Wow. Catching straight.
Oh, no.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Mm. All of us here at 95.7 The Game, so excited to have Laughing Monk along for the ride. Hey, Sam, what's going on? We can't wait to spend more time there. Hope you do as well. Multiple locations. Got the one right there on the way to Levi's Stadium and beyond. And with what's going on right now, March Madness, and there's like sports all day, every day. Like, what a great place to go.
Oh, yeah.
And take in a game and have the food and drink and all of that. So really, really glad to have Laughing Monk here and be live in the Laughing Monk Studios. All right. 888-957-957 is the number. Emergency Pandia in just about an hour or so.
Unfortunately, we need
We need to check in on what Doc Pandia has to say about Steph Curry's pelvic contusion. That is the medical phrase that that pays after what happened last night.
He fell really hard on his back.
Yeah, he hurt his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I call it, but I'm not a doctor. So
we will ask a doctor.
Yes.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Exactamundo. Oh, and I also need to admit that I got. I guess J.B. Bickerstaff has not been fined $100,000 for that rant yet.
Oh.
I don't think he's been fined at all, but it doesn't mean he won't. They just haven't levied anything as of yet. I think they probably will, but they haven't.
It's been 5 days. Normally it happens by now, right?
Usually, I think. I've also never heard someone do that and not get fined, but I hope he doesn't get fined. That'd be great. That'd be great, but I got by fake Twitter feeds.
Ah.
So.
I'm gonna get you.
It happens. It happens to all of us. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Good afternoon, Mark and Marv. Hey, I just want to say, man, I think I'm beginning to buy this because I heard this from Kenny Smith, and this is how he puts it. He goes, you know, just go back and look at the superstars' careers in the NBA, and if you look at their box score, about 40 to 50% of their, you know, average scores, it maybe comes from the foul line. And he goes, so think about Steph Curry, averaging 25, 28 points. If he gets double-digit foul calls like the rest of, you know, superstars in the NBA, he said he's going to average about 35 points a game. And he said, this is how he puts it, that's unfair. The league can't, you know, let that happen because it's unfair. You know, as unfair that it sounds like to us, he's saying that it's unfair if they give Steph Curry the same amount of protection that the superstars get. And then before I go, Mark, every time Steph Curry is on the foul line, and there's very little that it happens, there's only one thing in mind. And I know you're a big Pearl Jam guy.
Yeah.
Footsteps. Footsteps. You know, footsteps. I got scratches all over my arms. That, the sound guy in the chase, that's what he should be playing every time Steph Curry's on the foul line instead of P-Lo or E-40.
Jonathan, that's intricate knowledge because Footsteps is way deep in the catalog, so that's strong. Very, very well played there. I think Kenny the Jet is somewhat tongue-in-cheek with this idea. Can't call fouls on Steph because he's too good and it would be unfair. My response to that would be, okay, I'd much rather unfair than basically send a message to the rest of the league. The way to defend Steph Curry is to whack him around and throw him all over the place and let him get hurt. Because what's more dangerous to the league, something that is seen as unfair or Steph Curry in a polo and sweats on the sideline? That's way worse.
Yeah, I don't want to ever punish a guy because he's too good.
So, I mean, and you want him in the game.
Yes. A couple of things. What Jonathan's bringing up about Steph and free throws and what Kenny the Jet Smith was talking about, there is some like statistical basis for it. Not that that's the reason why the NBA is doing it, but Steph with a consistent whistle or consistently at the free throw line is a cheat code. Steph recently became, what, like the 20s? I forget exactly how many players have scored 25,000 in their career. It's like 26 or something like that. He just passed that plateau. Of all players that have scored 25,000 points or more in their NBA career, Steph has done it with the fewest free throws.
Yes.
If you look at Steph's career averages, points per game, in games where he's attempting five or more free throws, 29.5, pretty good number.
Mm-hmm.
10 or more free throws per game, he's averaging 35.4 points per game.
There you go.
Go all the way up to 15 free throws a game, which has only happened a couple of times in his career, 53.3 points per game.
There you go.
Not saying Steph's ever going to get 15 free throws a game, because of course not. Only the greatest ever would ever be anywhere near that. But like Steph, as a scorer, consistently has had to do it in so many more difficult ways than like any other elite scorer 100%. In NBA history.
Yeah, so first of all, he makes all of his free throws. That's part of that. But the other part of it is Steph Curry, the percentage breakdown of like where his points come from, the three, two, and the one.
It's by like it looks like no other elite scorer.
No, but by far and away, the highest number are his threes.
Yeah.
I think it was something up in the neighborhood of 46% of his points have come from behind the three-point line.
Yeah, I remember it pretty close to 50.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, like, I get it. And that also screams, like, well, yeah, you're going to get a lot less foul shots when that's where you're shooting. But I'm not even really talking about it in terms of a build-up or total number of times. I see what I see. And I see that he does go inside, and when he goes in there, he does not get the same whistle that other superstars do, and he's much smaller than all the other superstars, so he gets thrown around more. And when you see something like last night, where he's thrown to the floor by two bodies and lands on his tailbone and can't get up, like, that happens. It's life. It's basketball. This is big boy sports. But, dude, call the whistle. Like, blow the whistle. At minimum, the fact that all of that happened and play just continued was offensive. It was offensive.
Yeah, Jonathan brought up P-Lo and E-40, but
Too short. Blow the whistle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mark in the city next up. And this is one of those moments where we now have three Marks on the air all at the same time.
No.
Just too many. But hi, Mark.
Hey, Triple Mark Brothers. I got a couple points. One about Steph Curry. I'm a homer, too, but he hasn't been, you know, he has thrown his leg out. He has done minor, if he gets a minor contact, sometimes he will accentuate it. But after he got his ankles injured, I noticed that when Steph came back, whenever he went inside, he would always fall to the ground. Now, it wasn't because sometimes he would get pushed and fouled, but he was just protecting his ankles. He didn't want to land on somebody's foot. That's the thing about Steph, and he continues to do that. And I think it's his self-survival instinct. And the refs, I think they see that, and they think, well, he's falling all the time. Maybe sometimes they miss the fouls. But, I mean, I hate defending the refs. And then the other thing, just real quick, was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Harden. Those guys have mastered the low forearm shiver push-off. That guy pushes off every time he drives to the hoop and he gets away with it. That is unfair. That's markedly unfair.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what I don't want. You know what I mean? Mark, thanks. If you think about where those two ideas come from and whether people agree or disagree, this isn't about validation on this, but if what Steph Curry does when he goes to the hoop is he falls a lot and it's because he's protecting his ankles versus people who have literally turned into an art form the idea of making it look like people are fouling them when they're not. Like, which one makes more sense to you? Which one is more possible to you? Which one deserves more protection to you? And let me add in, Steph's better than those guys. He's more important to the league than those guys. Shai might win MVP, probably will. And he's still not as important to the league as Steph Curry is.
And he probably never, no, not probably, never he will never be. Will be. Mark is onto something in terms of, like, players, and Steph is an example of them, but a lot of NBA players do it. You fall to protect yourself, and there's an art form to it. Like, you don't want to land awkwardly on a leg for fear of rolling an ankle or your knee buckles or whatever. Like, it's better to land on your backside or however, and it could be an awkward landing, but you'd rather have a bump on your hip than potentially tearing your ACL or something. So that's one thing. And there, you actively try to learn how to fall to save your body from things like that. The other half of it is learning how to sell a foul while falling. And, like, that is what Steph doesn't do that often. He's right. He does it sometimes. He kicks out his legs on threes, and he'll try to get, like, a clip sometimes when he's shooting the three, and he'll kind of have an awkward flail at times. But, like, he doesn't do it anywhere. And that's a separate thing than when you're driving around the rim. But he doesn't do it nearly as often as anybody else.
I'd be happy to help in high school. That's the only thing I did. I'm a white guy who can't jump. I fell down every single time I shot the ball. I'm like, let me listen, because I could make a free throw, as you know. I can make a free throw, so get me to the line. That's it. That's the only thing I can do. I can shoot as long as nobody's guarding me. Then we're fine.
You only gave me one shot to knock you out.
Yeah, and you M&M'd that damn thing. All right.
I shot my shot.
It's all you got. We're brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at Bay Area Oil Change. .com and all vehicle types are welcome. Just like listeners, 888-957-9570. We'll keep taking your calls on this and also get into the current situation surrounding Steph Curry and the Warriors, which is the injury itself and how the Warriors should go about playing that over the next week plus. We'll get into all of that. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Off of Bodgy. Bodgy had stripped in traffic. Curry with the steal behind the back to Buddy. Over to Kuminga, flying in. Goes up, scored, and got fouled! A little magic here at Chase Center.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That wasn't Curry, was it? That wasn't Curry on that highlight, was it?
Oh, there was a foul. So.
Yeah, it ended with got fouled.
It was Kuminga.
Thank you. If it was Curry, it would just be a thump, which is what everybody heard last night when his backbone literally hit the floor.
It was
loud.
very loud, and I mean, I don't know exactly what you were expecting, but once I heard Steve Kerr say that Mike Dunleavy said that Steph was trying to lobby to get back into the game, I kind of felt like it wasn't going to be that big of a deal. But before then, I mean, I know you and I were sitting next to each other at the game, and Anthony Slater reported that Mike Dunleavy was walking down the tunnel to go check on him.
Followed him.
Normally that happens when it's something at least somewhat beyond just a bump. So there was a little bit of nerves, but the news today from Shams and from Slater and everybody else, as good of news as I think you could possibly hope for.
No doubt. Although, to go from, hey, Steph was trying to get back in the game, followed up with, he's not on the flight with the team today, is a little like, okay.
But he'll be reevaluated Monday, which is before the next game.
Before the next game. And for those of you who don't speak schedule and have these things memorized in the back of our head like we have to, there's a bunch of off days coming up. In fact, it's almost to a concerning level.
And it's happening in Miami.
Well, just quick aside, okay? These are young, rich men. They're going to go to Atlanta. That's where we're going to start. We're heading to Atlanta, actually, as we speak. So to get to Atlanta, start out with just a little Friday night teaser. Let's just get it started. Remember, it only took Dibs 4 hours to sound like that yesterday. So,
and you can have yourself some fun in Atlanta.
Yeah, you think? So we're going to arrive in Atlanta. We're going to hang out for a Friday night. We don't have anywhere to be until, like, I don't know, probably about 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Hey, get there, 5 o'clock local time, got yourself a little basketball game against the Atlanta Hawks. We just dip our toe into the road trip's waters here. And then after that, hell, you played a game in Atlanta, and where are you? You're in Atlanta still, and nowhere to be on Sunday or Monday. However, you will be making a trip on Sunday from Atlanta to South Beach. And then we're going to do South Beach on Sunday and South Beach on Monday. And then
Tuesday night game,
a very highly anticipated game on Tuesday where Jimmy Butler goes against his old team. And then after that, do you fly out of Miami as quickly as possible to the next destination? No.
Though the next destination is still New Orleans.
New Orleans. But we've got 2 nights off before you go to New Orleans to play a game and then get loose there on a Friday night. These three cities, the Warriors have a week to play in. Atlanta, Miami, and New Orleans. What could go wrong?
A lot of things. Don't tell Dibs. He'll join them on the trip.
Boys, keep your eyes on the prize.
I mean, you are right, though.
Relax.
Because one slip-up is maybe the difference between being the sixth seed and being in the play-in.
Totally. And Steph's not on the plane. Steph's not playing tomorrow night.
He's for sure missing at least one game. Reevaluated on Monday before the game Tuesday.
The reevaluation Monday does feel a little bit like, and you'd expect the Warriors to be very, very cautious.
Yeah.
With anything with Steph. Very precautionary. As we already watched this week. Sat out a game on Tuesday for what Steve Kerr basically said was, just needed an emotional wellness day.
He was mentally exhausted.
Yeah, so take that one off. And then he wants to come back in the game, a close game they'd have to have last night. What do the Warriors say? No. Go get your clothes on. You're done.
Another example of Steph, the face of the franchise, losing a battle.
Right.
Against someone in the coaching staff or front office.
Yeah. By the way, on your way home, leave that plane ticket with us. You're not coming with us anymore. And so those are all, but when you hear reevaluation Monday, that suggests to me that the Warriors are just like, look, take the weekend, see if you can get back on your feet. We'll fly you out on Monday. You can join us in Miami. If by some, you know, grace of who knows what, you're able to get out there or want to get out there on Tuesday, wonderful. But if not, then you can just buy 3 more days before we have to play in New Orleans on Friday. This is not from nothing. My guess, that's when we see Steph Curry next. A week from tonight in New Orleans, he misses two games. That would be my best
guess,
which is based on nothing.
Yeah. I think also another reason to think that this is relatively minor and it's probably only going to be a two-game absence is normally when the Warriors say, like, the player is going to be reevaluated at some point, they say something like, he'll be reevaluated next week.
Exactly.
Or he'll be reevaluated, and they don't really specify exactly when. The Warriors said he'll be reevaluated again on Monday, which means on Monday they expect to have at least some sort of update. And Monday's only a few days away.
Right.
Like, so this is not, doesn't mean he's going to play Tuesday, but it just means that they expect that there's a chance that he could play Tuesday.
Yeah, they want him with the team by then, you know? But think of how they just played Pods. Steve Kerr came out the very next day after Pods left.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What game was that? Was it in Brooklyn, right? In Brooklyn, he plays
final game
1 minute,
of the road trip. Yeah.
And then he leaves, and Steve's like, kind of precautionary, like, we're just really want to, you know, we just want to make sure we don't do anything wrong.
He said he was day-to-day, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He called him day-to-day, and then he missed three more games.
He missed five. He missed the first five games of the homestand.
Wow. So they really take it easy because they I think this just comes from the confidence of who they are and where they've been, which is that they're like, look, we're not going to push it in order to win games right now and then put the playoffs in more doubt. Because when we get to the playoffs, you never play a back-to-back. You never have to worry about that at all. There's a little push-pull there. I get it. You know, I think it makes fans more nervous than it makes them. But when you're this close to the play-in tournament and you want to avoid that at all costs, it's hard. I give the Warriors credit, even though sometimes, like earlier this week, I find it to be stressful and maybe not even what I would do. But I give them credit for being like, no, this is our policy, and we're sticking to it no matter who we're playing that night. No matter what.
Yeah, we're talking about star treatment as it relates to officials. The Warriors don't have star treatment when it comes to like their medical group. If you're the last man on the bench or you're Steph Curry, like, you're generally going to be treated the same way in terms of like when you're ready to come back. They're going to take it slow. It is easier though to be a little bit more patient, say, with someone like Pajemski than someone like Steph.
For sure.
There's a little more pressure there, and you lose in Atlanta on Saturday, and then you kind of have a 50-50 decision for Steph on Tuesday. Maybe that factors into the decision, or say, God forbid, you lose Saturday, and then you lose on Tuesday, and you say, all right, Steph, like, almost no matter what, you got to play on Friday. Because now we're looking at maybe not even being the 6th seed, but maybe being the 8th seed in the play-in and having to go on the road to begin the play-in. So, like, they're not going to rush to a decision unless like the season is on the line, and the season is not yet on the line, but you lose a game or two and then very suddenly the season is on the line.
Well, you wonder, at least I do, and this is what I think the Warriors are probably good at, is not making the assumptions that we make as fans. Like, we'll look at the schedule and go, well, here's what's going to happen, right? This team, they're going to win that one. They're going to lose that one. They're going to win. And we have this whole schedule mapped out in our head.
Atlanta's a quality team.
Well, no, but that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think we've been given the message repeatedly over the last, especially week or two, if not all the time. Dude, this is the NBA, and surprising results happen all the time. Like Minnesota going out there and losing back-to-back home games this week to inferior competition, resting their players, nobody would have saw that coming. So
now you're suddenly more scared about the Clippers.
Absolutely.
The Clippers have the tiebreaker.
And the Clippers have Memphis tonight, and Ja's not playing, and I expect the Clippers to win this basketball game tonight.
Clippers just beat Cleveland.
Yeah. Now, the good news is the Clippers also play on Sunday, and they've got Oklahoma City coming to town. And hopefully Oklahoma City plays all their people and is able to get a win. But that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, you just can't make too many assumptions about what these other teams are going to do. You have to, I think the Warriors do, zero in on what's right for the person, the player, and the team in that moment, and sort of remove all of these other distractions. And I think they're really, really good at that, and they've had success with that. I don't really have the stomach for it. I like, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard, and we also don't have the benefit of what they have. Like, I don't know how Steph feels this morning. I don't know if when he got out of bed.
Probably worse than he did last night.
I would think.
That's how, like, these things work.
Did he get to the restroom in 10 seconds, or did it take him 2.5 minutes? I don't know.
Oh, man, the way that he hobbled to the bench.
Right. Oh, that kind of injury is the one where when you wake up the next day, you're like, oh my God, I can't move.
Also, the last thing that you want to do, I think I heard a caller on Steiny and Goo earlier today, the last thing you want to do when you have that kind of injury is sit on a plane for 5 hours.
Yep, and that probably has a lot to do with why they sort of like presented this the way that they did. The minute he goes out, they're like, all right, at minimum, like,
Steph, you're not coming
back
in this game.
You're missing one game. Yeah, you're not coming back, and you're not playing in our next game. And so, we don't want to put you on a plane, a back east plane trip all the way across the country. We don't want to do that.
Not a plane like you and I know a plane. Like, they've got a nice,
a little and cushy.
You could probably maybe lie him down somewhere too. But
you think? Yes, you can. But don't. Why? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
join us.
Don't need to.
Join us Monday in Miami. Get on that plane. Probably going to be feeling a little bit better by then. I do think if you dive into the actions and the words that we've seen so far, it's a relief. And it looks to me like the Warriors and Steph Curry probably feel like this is not going to be a long-term thing. The two biggest clues are A, Steph wanting to return, and B, the reevaluation and the plane trip are already scheduled for Monday, which is not that long from now.
Yeah.
So those, I think both of those are really good signs.
No doubt. And, I mean, they need them to be good signs because the Clippers, you're a game and a half up on the Clippers. Clippers play today. Let's just assume the Clippers win.
They're a seven-point favorite.
So they'd be a game behind, and they have the tiebreaker. So if you finish even with the Clippers, they would jump ahead of you.
Yep.
You have a decent leg up on Minnesota now. Even if Minnesota wins today, Minnesota's taking on, I have it somewhere.
They've got New Orleans again.
You're right, New Orleans. So and you expect them to beat New Orleans. If they win, they're also a game behind you, but you have the tiebreaker. So you can think of it as two games ahead. Plus, they've played two extra games after tonight, and they have two losses on you in the loss column. So you would have to lose just for Minnesota to have a chance. Assuming Minnesota wins today, the Warriors would have to lose at least three of their remaining 13 games, and Minnesota would have to win out. You have a pretty decent leg up on Minnesota.
It's bigger than it feels. I agree with you. And remember, you have a game directly with the Clippers, and it just so happens to be the last game of the year.
It might mean a lot. It might mean absolutely nothing.
Sunday afternoon, sleepy game, 12:30 tip. Sunday afternoon, April 13th here at Chase Center. Clippers, Warriors, last regular season game of the year.
I hope it doesn't mean much.
Yeah. I don't know if this makes you feel better or worse. The Clippers do have some, they got some tough games coming up. They're home to Memphis tonight. They're home to Oklahoma City on Sunday. Then they hit the road for a four-gamer that will take them both to the Knicks and the Cavs and the Orlando Magic and then Brooklyn as well. But then they go through their stretch that scares me. And that's why I really would love this road trip. If the Warriors don't have success and if they drop a couple games early because Steph Curry's not there, and then it's a road trip that kind of gets harder as it goes.
Yeah.
Right? It ends in L.A. and then not a break for the schedule. When you have a long road trip, they fly back late at night. I know it's a short flight from L.A., but they have a game at home the very next night. And I think it's against Denver. So the Warriors have a difficult end to this trip, which is now like almost 2 weeks from now when the whole thing is finally over. But when they're doing that, the Clippers are on a homestand that brings them New Orleans, Dallas, San Antonio. Then it gets harder again, but there's a stretch of games in there where the Clippers, I think, are going to cruise a little bit, and the Warriors need to be in a spot where they're ready for that.
Dallas might still be in it at that point, and they're expecting to get Anthony Davis and Daniel Gafford back. So
they might.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're actually going to come back and play?
There was a report earlier today that they're nearing returns.
They're
still in it in the Western standings. You look at, I mean, I know it's just the 10 seed that we're talking about right now, but they are only, in fact, they're tied with Phoenix for the 10.
If
Phoenix
I'm Dallas, and we've watched this from that franchise before, where they were battling for the play-in, and Kyrie had been acquired.
It was just 2 years ago, wasn't
it? And they openly came out and sat everybody and fell out of an attempt for the play-in tournament in what was a blatant tank.
And I think it netted them Derek Lively.
There you go. So that's why I say I believe it when I see it with that franchise. There's zero reason to bring Anthony Davis back so that you can do what? Battle to be the 10 seed and get your butt kicked like for one game? I just don't. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe. I think the schedule game is a little dangerous to play because
for sure. Of course
you just don't know what any motivation for any team is going to be, whether they're a good team or a bad team. You don't know. I mean, you talk about the Clippers, the final game of the regular season. It could be meaningful to one team. It could be not meaningful to the other. It could be meaningless to either. Steph doesn't play. Kawhi doesn't play.
Well,
you never know.
No.
We could say that's probably going to be a challenging game, and I just threw out the Clippers one as an example, but you could say it for almost all of the final six games of the regular season.
I think that what we saw last night is that reminder that you have to, the best you can, and it's impossible because we're humans and we're fans and we're emotional and all that, but just stay on that night because it on one drive to the hole, any franchise in the NBA can change in an absolute heartbeat. And, you know, even though I don't think that happened last night, it reminds you that it could. It could in the blink of an eye. And it remains my number one source of skepticism with the Warriors when I see a few things. When I see Steph Curry now has had a mental exhaustion game and a tailbone injury all in 1 week. I watch a defense that looks like it has a hard time sustaining for four full quarters. They're very good at the end of games. Draymond and Jimmy make great plays. Moses Moody has as well. And we can get to that in just a minute. But their defense outside of that was awful last night. And Toronto was doing whatever they wanted. And so my number one source of skepticism, if there is one with the Warriors, is I just don't know if they've got the stamina for this. Like, I think that at their best, they can do anything against anyone, potentially. But the stamina to really be there every night and play four quarters and put that up against the Denvers and Oklahoma Cities of the world, yeah, I'd still have a little bit of a hard time buying it right now.
I think that's more of a case over the course of the regular season, but once you get to the postseason, I don't think it matters as much to me. And one thing that has always been the case for the Warriors, like, it's not new that, like, the Jokic's of the world and the Anthony Davis's of the world and the Giannis's of the world, although they handled him amazingly on Tuesday, the Aaron Gordon's of the world, like, it's not new that those are players that give the Warriors trouble. Like, they've given the Warriors trouble for a long time. And the Warriors, they always do this song and dance every year, and it's so funny the moment that they finally lean into what has always worked for them, which is Draymond at the five. It has always been their best thing.
Yep.
And I get why, because you don't want to wear Draymond down, and they had to turn to it probably a little earlier than they would have liked this year, but they always do this thing where they're like, oh, TJD, like, he's our starting five, and he's doing these great things. He's our starting five for the rest of the year. Oh, Looney. It was Steve Kerr being like, I do this every year. I take Looney out of the rotation, and then I get to a point where I'm saying, what am I doing? He deserves to be in the rotation. And then, like clockwork, 2 weeks later, he's out of the rotation again because they found out, once again, for the 10th consecutive season, their best lineup features Draymond at the five.
And that'll probably... It'll
happen again in the postseason.
Of course it will. Of course it will.
But I know what you're saying. Everyone's a year older now, and Draymond just turned 35. But I think over the course of a postseason, Draymond can handle it. I think the Warriors can handle it.
Yeah,
there are bad matchups. That's the case for every team.
Let's see what have they got in the tank when they get there. Is still my question. It's still my question. We are now on a Friday afternoon, bringing to a close a week where, yes, the Warriors went 2-1, but we also got a Steph Curry injury.
It was a weird 2-1.
And a Steph Curry mental health wellness day.
And a loss to a team full of, like, G Leaguers.
Right, and an Aaron Gordon torching. So that's what we got this week. And so to come out of that week and have one eyebrow up, like, you guys are going to navigate these next 3 weeks and you're going to do it well with strength and mostly victories in order to secure a playoff spot? Maybe. But that's an optimistic view. That's you have some real potholes to avoid during this time.
We can't. I know we got to hit a break in a few minutes. Yep. We could get into whether or not the Steph absence could potentially be a blessing in disguise, because I've heard that phrase thrown around about it. I could make the case for it. I don't believe it, but I could make the case for it. But let me ask you this: let's say Steph misses 3 or 4 games,
okay,
and as a result, he gets some time off, and he's a little fresher, but as a result of him missing those games, the Warriors are in the play-in instead of as the 6th seed. Would you rather pushing Steph harder, get the 6th seed, and have a more exhausted Steph at the end of the regular season, or have a fresher Steph going into the play-in?
I mean, my answer is going to be the same. Every day for the rest of this year, no matter how we cut this,
6 seed.
Stay the hell
I'm with you
out of the play-in tournament.
It would be different if there wasn't the built-in week off if you were the 6 seed.
Ask
if it was the same amount of rest.
If I would rather have the 7 seed and sitting here talking to you just like I am, or the sixth seed and do an entire show with a pencil in my ear. I will do the show with a pencil in my ear. Not on my ear, in my ear.
We got Adam on our YouTube chat, though, saying fresh curry equals a ring.
Okay, y'all want to talk this out? Like, 888-957-9570 if you want to talk this out.
Well, maybe the better question is, are you willing to overextend Steph for the hopes of getting the sixth seed?
Okay. Like, is this a blessing in disguise in the minds of some? You can weigh in on that, 888-957-9570. We can also, if you're all willing to do it, we can do a little X's and O's of last night. I know it was just the Raptors and whatnot, and I hesitate to do this because, boy, here comes people just hucking stuff at each other out in the streets. I thought for the most part last night was a little bit of an uncomfortable night for Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh. Okay.
Not like a problem, but that was an uncomfortable night for the most part for Jonathan Kuminga. And I think it really especially showed itself after Steph left. And that's why the beginning of this road trip that will now not include Steph Curry concerns me a little bit.
Okay.
No question about it. We can get into it. That segment was brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. And we are also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're here for your phone calls, 888-957-9570, and we're a half hour away from Emergency Pandia. Doc Pandia, with what he saw and what he thinks on the Steph Curry situation, is coming up. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
I used to hate Mark Grandy, but now I admire him.
I hate Mark Grandy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Just keep drinking, Dibs. Everything's going to be fine. The weekend is just about here. Everybody should go to YouTube right now.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, a few things, if you will. And we invite everybody every day to go to youtube.com/95.7 The Game. First of all, you can not just listen to the show, but you can see the show. Second of all, you can hop into the chat, which is energetic.
It's bustling.
It's a thing. It's a vibe. It's a whole experience. And so, a couple reasons. Next commercial break, which will happen, I don't know.
25 minutes.
There you go. A little bit, maybe somewhere in that neighborhood of 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. We will do a YouTube-only break. In other words, we will talk just directly to the YouTube audience and let y'all, whether it's ask questions, throw shade, whatever it is you want to do, that'll be your opportunity to do it. So get over to YouTube, and we'll talk just only to that audience coming up in a few. And then also, you should go over there so that you can look at Mark Grandy if you don't know what he looks like. Because right now the YouTube chat has decided that if there's ever a movie about Brock Purdy, Mark Grandy will be the actor who plays Brock Purdy.
I don't know if that's a compliment. It's just that I'm a kind of generic looking young white dude.
You are a boy next door looking dude. You're a boy next door looking dude. That's what you are. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So now
that's Brock Purdy. He's just so unassuming.
Yeah, like to the point where everyone's like, I'm sure I'll be fine with $35 million because he's nice. Right. I wonder if y'all saw the report yesterday.
I'll be fine with $35 million.
Yeah, I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
did y'all see the report yesterday? Like the NFL, like the Garofolos and the Pelliceros and all the people that end with O's. They're all like, so here's kind of where it sits. The Purdy camp is like, look, if you just get it close to Dak Prescott's contract, we've got a deal. That's all. Just close. Doesn't need to beat the $60 million per year and $231 million guaranteed, but essentially in that range.
I think that anywhere in that range is going to make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yep.
lot of people.
Not me.
Don't make me uncomfortable.
I bet. So, anyway, I also think it's weird that they want you to play Purdy in the movie because you're older than Purdy.
Quite a bit older.
I think Brock Purdy should learn to shoot a free throw, and he should play Mark Grandy in the Mark Grandy movie.
Well, my guy Carlos on our YouTube chat, shout out to First NorCal Credit Union, said essentially the difference between me and Brock is that I win when I get to the mountaintop.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I saw that one. It's like the difference between Purdy and Grandy is Grandy's a champ.
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Carlos.
We should actually do that in Knockout next year. Like what Purdy does, which is while you're shooting, somebody should be chasing you and trying to tackle you.
That would make it more difficult.
Yes, somebody who is 320 pounds and takes steroids should chase us while we're trying to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do.
I'll retire as a two-time champ.
There you go. College basketball tournament's underway, and you can stay up to date on all the tournament action with our bracket challenge on 957thegame.com. And be sure to tune in to KPIX Game Day Center Court after the games, 9 p.m. each night after games for highlights, and you will see some of our hosts sharing our thoughts on the tournament.
Oh, on TV.
In other words, like either making fun of other people who got wrong picks or making fun of themselves if they got wrong picks. I don't think Dibs is on the schedule this weekend.
That's good news.
I could be wrong. I actually, if I were running KAPX, I'd be like, get that guy. Get me Dan Dibley.
Yeah, just be careful to whatever the TV equivalent of the dump button
is. Yeah, but it's after 9 o'clock, so, you know, loosen up the reins a little bit, you know?
Whenever Guru's on, that's must-see TV.
Right. Always. So, anyway, that's after the games, 9 p.m. highlights, KPIX Game Day Center Court. Oh, Gu did it last night? How'd it go? Did you watch it? Because we were at the Warrior game.
Knowing Goo, he's going to have a copy of it, and he'll send it along.
The beautiful thing is, and I even heard Steiny do this, and I hope everybody listening, take my word, okay? If you went anywhere and bragged to anyone about being in first place in your pool after yesterday, you're a moron. What are we doing? You're going to go out there after the very first 16 games where everything is worth 1 point, and you're like, I'm in first place because I got 14, and the other guy only got 13. Like, they're right. Steiny's like, I'm in first place. I'm like, everyone's in first place. You're either in first or second.
How many did you get right?
I think yesterday out of 16 games, out of 12 or 13.
I think I got 12.
Yeah, 12 maybe. Something. Whatever. Ken, you got 10? Yeah, let's see if you can overcome this massive deficit of 2 picks with the billion games that still need to be played.
All that matters didn't lose any Elite 8 teams.
Exactly.
Ideally, no Sweet 16 teams either.
There's a cat named Paul Hoffman in our sales department.
Uh-oh.
He's an energetic character, and he's really good at his job.
Oh, I love Paul.
Yeah, well, so do I. Hey, Paul, you keep grinding, buddy. We can make beautiful music together. But Paul thought Kansas was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, he's out. He's out of the running. Paul, officially done.
Paul can go say something definitive on KPIX.
I will not win.
I am out. The rest of us, just wake up and do it again today. There's like, if you were in first place yesterday, you could easily be in last place by now. Although I hope not, because there really haven't been any like game-changing upsets yet.
Nothing crazy. We've had 2 12s beat 5.
Yes. You could lose. Here's what I would say about
your bracket. Weren't even really upsets.
No. Like, yeah, they were like, oh, we're a 3-point underdog or something like that. So
I think Colorado State might have been a favorite against Memphis.
They might have been. I feel like everyone had that.
Yeah.
Ken came running down the hall earlier today. He's like, Rams! Rams! I'm like, didn't everybody have that one? No? Everybody had that one.
No.
No?
Okay. A lot of people.
Good. I had that one. Whatever. Anyway, here's how I would define your bracket update. If you lost anybody who you had in the Elite Eight, you done messed up. If you lost a team or two that you had in the Sweet 16, you're fine.
I've lost one Sweet 16.
You
so
should
far.
Not have lost anybody yet who's in the Elite Eight. That means that you got a little too juicy with your picks. You started having a little bit too much fun. right? UCSD was not going to go to the Final Four. So, although they did a game little comeback against Michigan last night.
They're only like their fifth year in D1, and this is the first year they were eligible for the tournament, and they made the tournament.
Dude, they were
and they
fantastic.
Nearly beat Michigan, who won the Big Ten
yes.
tournament.
No, they and
That's
they were
crazy.
They were really good in the
hell of a story.
Dominant in the Big West. Dominant,
and they were
Big
down
West.
Like 20 in the first five yeah. minutes of that game.
I saw not all quite. The like Michigan fan base is super loud. It's a loud fan
oh,
base.
Oh yeah.
So like Twitter last night, as that comeback was happening, I saw a lot of Michigan people who were just like, "This is ridiculous.
What the hell is a Triton?
We're so much better than this team. We're bigger. Can you just throw the ball inside? I can't believe this. Let's fire somebody." I'm like, just relax, relax. This is fun. This is how madness works. Other team goes on a run. See if you can hold them off.
It's easy to say it's fun when you're not a fan
yeah.
of the team playing.
I got no dog in the fight. You know who I got in the fight? Whoever I wrote down with my pen, which I have no idea what the hell that even was.
Please tell me you picked Oregon to knock off Liberty.
I did.
7 o'clock
I did.
Tonight.
I did. And then I picked Steve Kerr's Arizona to knock off Oregon.
Yeah, I think most people did.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. Back to Wiggins. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take your Warrior phone calls. Doc Pandya in 20 minutes. Emergency doc after the Curry injury. I know you had, couple things here on the Warriors swing players. If you allow us to get X and O mm-hmm. kind of nerdy basketball for a second. I know you had something you wanted to get to on Moses Moody.
I think I need to apologize to Moses Moody.
Oh.
Because I think I have enough data to suggest that I was just flat out wrong. I thought Moody had it in him to be a good three-point shooter and to be a solid role player and to come off the bench and to maybe score and grab some rebounds and hustle and do all that. I didn't think he had it in him to be a good perimeter defender. And I think he's just absolutely proven me wrong. And for that, I apologize because Moody's been awesome defensively.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
You could argue that he had the biggest play of the game. I know Draymond got credit for hitting the three, but that win over Detroit a couple of Saturdays ago. Moses picking Cade Cunningham clean.
And they held Cade to like 8 points in the first half. Dude. He got going in the second, but it was Moody for the most part. Had that steal against Cade. Had the block down the stretch last night. Also poked another ball away. I forget who was the ball handler in that moment. It didn't turn into a steal, but poked the ball away. Turned into kind of a broken possession. I think back to the game in New York versus Ken's beloved Knicks. Jalen Brunson couldn't do much of anything, and it was Moses Moody as his primary defender. Moody's been amazing for like a few weeks now defensively, and I didn't think he had it in him. I didn't think he had the lateral quickness to stay in front of guys smaller than him and quicker than him. He's done a great job at that. And you look at a game like last night, Willard, and I think it tells the story
yep.
of Moses Moody
yep.
because he didn't make a single shot.
Scored four points.
Yeah,
all from the free throw line.
Didn't make a single shot. Moses Moody was 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-3 from downtown. Yet he played 27-plus, nearly 28 minutes. And the reason why is because Steve Kerr knows yeah. even if he's giving him nothing offensively, he is still positively impacting the game of basketball. And I asked Draymond Green this last night, like, how would you evaluate Moses Moody's defense over the last handful of weeks? And he says, well, he's becoming elite on the perimeter. And the way that you can tell that a coaching staff is trusting a player is when they are doing nothing on one end of the floor, are they still playing a ton of minutes?
Yep.
And Moody's at the point defensively, Willard, where if he's doing nothing offensively, he will stay on the court because that's how good he's been defensively. He's been amazing. And I think it's time that I apologize. I didn't think he ever had it in him.
Well, Moses right now, I mean, yeah, the line score last night.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.